Hey guys, this is AJ, and I'm here with
Eliza,
and we just thought we would do something a little different. I've been talking to Eliza for a while now. We met at Lit, and we've played a couple times and had some fun, and so I was telling her earlier today that I would tell her my threesome story tonight, and then I asked if she wanted to record it while I was telling her about it. So that's what we're going to do.
And I'm a little excited.
Just a little?
Just a little.
Okay, so I know somebody at Lit wanted to know what I wore, which wasn't anything exciting. I wore a pair of white jeans and, well, I did wear that first picture on my thread with the red lace-up teddy thing.
Ooh.
I wore that underneath like a button-down blouse, and then I left enough of the top of it showing that there was definitely major cleavage going on.
Nice.
So, which I definitely saw him checking out at the bar because we went and had a couple drinks beforehand. So, and then we went back to the hotel, and it really wasn't awkward or anything. We were pretty comfortable. And I went to the bathroom when I came out, and she's standing there just in her shirt. She had lost her pants. And I went, "You don't have any pants on." And so I said, "Well, I don't want you to feel lonely." So I took my pants off. And I'm trying to think. Maybe they kissed, and that's kind of what started warming it up. I was kind of just watching them. And then we all were on the bed, and for some reason we ended up on the like this corner of the bed when some huge king size bed. And finally, one of them were like, "You know, we paid for the whole bed; we might as well use it." So we got in the middle, and she was in the middle, and I take that back. We laid on the bed, and they were playing with my tits for a while, but then that was okay. He did this thing with his tongue on my nipple that was really felt good. But then she was kneeling up in the middle, and I came up behind her, and he was in front of her, and everybody was touching everybody. So I had one hand on her breast and the other hand on his cock, and he had a hand around, I think he had a hand on her pussy, and then he had a hand on my tit. And then she had her hand on my pussy, and I'm not sure where she had her hand on him, but it was nice because we were all touching one another and just kissing and making out. And she and I kissed. He and I didn't kiss because she didn't want me to be kissing him, which was fine. And that just sort of progressed, and she pushed me back onto the bed, and we kissed a little more, and then she didn't waste any time. She dove right in and started licking my pussy and did quite an amazing job, which I'm thinking maybe it was her first time, just based on something. Yeah. And I think she's wanted to do it for a while, but they haven't had a lot of luck finding a woman that worked for them.
Wow.
So, which was nice. They told me I was exactly what they were looking for. So that was good. And, so then while she was licking me and fingering me and making me come, he started fucking her, which was really hot, really hot. And then he came up and, after that, he came up and, kneeled by my face, and I started sucking.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Just ask a question, because I'm sure listeners will want to know this too. So she's licking you. He's fucking her. Is he behind her?
Yeah, he's behind her.
Okay.
She's
just making sure.
She's got her ass in the air and she's on her knees.
Okay.
And he's standing on the floor behind the bed.
Okay.
Or at the end of the bed. And then he came up and kneeled by my face, so, and put his cock in my mouth, which was nice because, you know, it had just been in her, so it tasted good. And, I'm trying to remember exactly where where we went, where things changed next. I think then he went down on her, he pushed her to the bed, and he started licking her pussy, and he had one hand, his hand was reaching up on my pussy, and I was playing with her tits, and we were kissing. So we kissed a lot, which was like one of the things I was really craving, so that was great. And then finally, I was like, okay, enough of that, get out of my way. And I pushed him and went down on her, and then he went up and she sucked on his cock for a while. And then she has a really hard time reaching orgasm. I think she got kind of tense and nervous, but I'm pretty tenacious, so I knew I wasn't quitting until we got it done. And she definitely was having a good time and enjoying it. And my God, she had like a vice grips pussy, but squeezed my fingers off a couple times. And I looked at him and I said, that has got to feel so good on your cock. And he goes, yeah. And then he got up and got a condom. And then kind of the same exact position as what was with her, but he's like telling her to scoot down on the bed so that I could scoot back. And then he started fucking me, and it felt so good. And somebody mentioned, and I'm trying to think if it was when I was talking to Pond on the phone earlier, I think it might have been, in my Ask Me Anything, I said, I don't really like 69 because I can't concentrate and yeah. I get distracted. Well, it's kind of the same thing when somebody's fucking you really good and it's like you're close to coming, but at the same time you're licking, you know, a pussy and fingering, and it's like, so I just kind of put my mouth up against her clit and just moaned and hummed a lot and hoped it felt good. And I came, and then what, so we're at it for a while, and finally I asked him to come over and rub her clit, and I kind of got up a little bit so I could get a little bit more leverage and really fucked her hard with my fingers, and I could tell that, you know, she was starting to build towards it, and she was, you know, her body was tensing up a little bit, and she was getting progressively louder, and finally she came, and he's like, congratulations, you're the first woman to make her come.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, it's not like I didn't have help, and he's like, but still, and I didn't stop fingering her, I just kept fingering her, and I said, I'm not stopping, so you're gonna have to tell me when it's enough, and I went on for a few more minutes, and she just, her ass was up off the bed, about a foot off the bed, and she's just writhing, and just moaning, and going crazy, and she finally stopped me, and then what happened? The guys will like this part. So then he laid, well, first he was kneeling and she and I were sucking him, and he's like, can I lay down? And we're like, yeah, that's fine. So he laid back on the bed, and she and I both started sucking him, and we kind of like had the head of his cock in between our lips. And so we're kissing and licking and sucking the head of his cock, and he's like moaning like crazy. And then, she started taking him in her mouth, and I kind of kneeled between his legs and got down and was licking his balls and his ass, and he was just going crazy. And we did that for a while, and then, he still hadn't come. I was like, man, he's a soldier here. And, then he started fucking her again, and he's like, he's like, I'm going to fuck her until I'm ready to come. And then he looks at me and he's like, are you ready for a mouthful of cum? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So, he fucked her, and then I was right there waiting, and he pulled out and, shoved his cock in my mouth, and I sucked him off until he came, and he came a fair amount, and then she and I kissed. I swallowed most of it because she was kind of gaggy with it, you know. I don't know about you, but for me, when I take, I want it to be back, the back of my mouth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just can, some guys it's okay, but a lot of guys, I don't know if it's taste or consistency. It can be like,
texture,
yeah.
Usually for me.
Yeah, I think so. So I think if it's back further, you kind of avoid that and just swallow and done with it. So, so we kissed for a while and kind of swapped a little bit of cum and then we all kind of collapsed to the bed and he got up and put the air on because it was so freaking hot in there. And, we just laid and talked and touched and caressed and things like that for a while. And then, I got up and got my Enjoy out. I had brought that and my Hitachi with me. And,
you're like a Boy Scout. You come prepared.
I was prepared. Absolutely. And, so I just laid back and started masturbating and then they were both touching and watching. And then he just kind of laid back and just let her and I play. And, she grabbed the Hitachi and was pushing it against my clit and fingering me. And, I just got off so many times. And she's like, I'm so jealous of how easy you come. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then she, picked up the Enjoy and she's like, this thing scares me because it is a pound and a half of stainless steel. It's pretty formidable. And I'm like, it's okay. Just put it in. Well, you know, when you're using a toy yourself, you have a certain angle that you get as opposed to when somebody else uses it. And I don't usually let people use it because it is so heavy. And if it's used too hard, it can actually hurt. But she's like, well, I'm not sure about using it. I'm like, well, just slide it in. And I said, I'll talk you through it. And she goes, she moved it a certain way. And she's like, do you anchor it like this? And I just was like, that'll work. And it was like, I don't know what she did exactly, but it was so intense. And then she like repeated that motion fast and hard. And I came and came and came. And he's like, well, there's another hotel we can't come back to. I guess I was just a little bit loud. and she just kept going. And finally I pushed her away and he's like, oh, that's the universal signal that's enough. And then I just laid there and they made out and started fucking again. And oh my God, she got the most awesome fucking. I was actually kind of jealous because he just, well, you're going to talk about this at some point too, because you mentioned in a post that you went the other day that you got the good hard fucking that you needed.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know that you also like the just, you know, fucking pound me like you mean it.
Yes.
Fuck. And so he was just literally, oh my God, pounding the fuck out of her. And, it was really hot. They did a position that I'd never done before, or I don't think seen. He had his,
really?
Yeah, she was facing away from him, which, you know, I've seen reverse cowgirl, but usually that's with, her straddling him.
Right.
But he had his legs wide open and she was kind of like, she was kind of kneeling on her legs and then leaning forward.
Huh.
Yeah. And then she just rocked back into him and he slid into her.
I thought your legs wouldn't get as tired.
Exactly.
That's like the first place my mind goes.
I know. And I mean, it was sexy to watch. It was really sexy to watch. And obviously and you think about it, it would hit the G spot just right to get to that, to get to that depth. But that was pretty sexy to watch. And then he finally pushed her forward and that's when he started fucking her really, really hard. And, I just kind of sat there watching with my mouth, like drooling and, I laid down kind of behind them so I could kind of see up through his legs and watch him going into her. And then I reached under and was kind of playing with his balls and her clit. But they were going so fast that I'm like, I don't think this is even probably feeling that good to them. So I just watched and rubbed myself, and she was just slamming back into him, and it was really fucking hot. And then finally he just absolutely exploded into her, and he ended up, after that, he fell back and just was like panting, and he actually ended up falling asleep.
Oh my God.
After about 10 minutes of laying there, and she and I just were laying there.
To sleep.
Yeah. And, he and I were just, or she and I were just laying there, kind of kissing and touching and whatnot. And it was, yeah, it was good. So that was, and then we just laid there, and we all kind of just, not really dozed, but just kind of, like, unwound. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, just, you know, there had been a lot of, we played for about 3 hours, so.
Oh, my. Which,
a champ. Yeah, which I'm, like, looking at this going, that was 16 minutes to tell. Obviously, there was a lot of stuff going on in between there. I mean, kind of condensed everything down, but. It was, yeah, it was good. So the plan is to get together again sometime. And, I think
I want to hear about how she kisses.
Really, really, really awesome.
Is she a soft kisser, a hard kisser, deep kisser?
Soft kisser. Yeah, definitely lots of, tongue, but really soft lips, and, it got a hard a little bit, but, you know, she kissed like she meant it, and she didn't hold back at all. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so even though I don't know if she, like, gone down on a woman before, she definitely had kissed. So, we, you know, like I said, we kissed a lot, and I absolutely loved her tits. Her tits. And she's like going, no, I want tits like yours. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Oh, does she have those little cute perky tits?
She's got like a C cup, and she's got perfect nipples. This just little like pea sized nipples that just she can flick with your tongue. And
yeah.
So they were really, really nice.
Sounds awesome. I'm jealous.
Yeah. So it was the weekend.
I'm jealous of a lot of things you do, but.
Well, I don't know. I'm not getting. I don't have an outlet at home, so.
Well.
It's me and my toy most days. There's no good hard fucks here.
Wow.
So it was the weekend for action, though, because on the confessions thread, I don't know if you caught that. I think you probably did, that Kat and Sassy both were messing around with women this weekend.
Oh, really? No, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So I said, that's when I said, I confess that I want to have a morsum orgy with the women of lit.
I did see that.
And that was in response to, I'm like, okay, you had posted, so there you were there. And then Kat said she had some fun. And then Sassy said she had some fun. So I was like, wow.
Yeah. No, I was good. Well, I wasn't good this weekend, but I didn't get to have any of that kind of fun this weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, bummer.
Not this time, but it's not like you haven't.
No. I did get to, I had enough to drink Saturday night that I told my friend who was here, about my attraction to ladies that she had no idea existed.
What did she say?
She just kind of looked at me really funny, and she goes, I feel really bad for making that comment earlier about, well, I guess we're not going to make out tonight. And I was like, well, we wouldn't make out anyway. And she's like, well, no, but just because I said that, and you know, your husband was standing there, and he was probably like, what, is she doing her too?
Slut.
Pretty much. I was like, no offense, not my type, but
I appreciate it.
Mm. I did tell her in fairly graphic detail about the other night, and I don't think she really wanted to hear that much detail.
Which other night? With your hubby?
The last time I was with the lady.
Oh, that night.
Yeah, I told her in fairly graphic detail, and she just kept kind of looking at me just a little awestruck. And I was like, I don't know that she wants to hear all of this, but God, it gets me really hot saying it, so I'm going to keep going.
Uh-huh. So, how do you kiss?
How do I kiss?
Yeah.
Lots of tongue.
You know, because I want to imagine it for when we finally do.
I'm going to be in the Chicago area at the end of June.
Yes, it's on my calendar.
I like to start off really soft.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's just one of those situations where you've had to keep control and you finally get to lose it. Mm-hmm. You know, then just going in for a hard, like lip crushing kiss.
You mean like 3 months of Skype foreplay?
Exactly. But in general, I like to start soft, and I like deep, long kisses that just seem to go on forever.
Yeah, me too. And I want a hand slid up the back of my head up into my hair and just kind of grip tightly.
Right at the base of the neck. Like right where your hair meets your neck.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I also like that, like kissing is the one thing where I like the gentle side of it. Mm-hmm. I like a hand on the face in general, I don't like gentle, but with kissing I do.
Yeah. I kind of want it all with kissing.
Yeah.
Except when they want to lick your face.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And it's like the tongue belongs in my mouth, not around my mouth.
Right, and you don't have to envelop the entire lower part of my face to kiss me.
Exactly.
No, my chin does not need to be involved in this.
Do you like your ears sucked on? I hate that.
Oh my God, I can't fucking
And why do they all think that we love it?
I like a little nibble.
I like a nibble, or I like a flick, like on the back side of it.
But don't stick your fucking tongue in my ear.
No, that would be like sticking your tongue in my nose. It's not sexy.
Oh, I'm wicked into that. No. Shit, that gets me off.
Yeah, weirdo.
It's my Aaron Rodgers. Worked it in. Sorry.
You know, they're all like, did she just say Aaron Rodgers? No, AJ was a Packer fan. I'm not. I'm just an Aaron Rodgers fan. What?
She's never really talked about football much in her head.
I think my clip might have just kind of spasmed a little.
Well, it should. I mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
It's becoming my...
I think it's so funny that you mentioned the ear thing, because I've always fucking hated that. And why do they think just because you really enjoy the neck, you want them to move up to your ear?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It's just... And I don't want to hear those sounds in my ear when they're making out with my ear. It's like, no.
No. So you hear that, boys? Stick from, jawline down.
Unless she tells you she really wants her ear made out with.
Yes. Yes. And she's like, I've got this audio file thing, and I want you to put stuff in my ear. I don't know. I'm sure there are lots of chicks that dig it.
It'll be interesting to hear. People can give us feedback and tell us if they like to have their ears sucked. I don't like doing it either. So.
Oh, my husband fucking loves it. He loves it.
He likes a tongue in his ear?
No, he likes having his earlobes sucked.
Okay, yeah.
Like, this mouth is capable of a lot of other things. Why would you opt for that?
Yeah. Whatever. Well, I think some people's ears are super sensitive.
Mine apparently are not.
No, mine are just, it just skeeves me out. No. No. Although, you know, here, I don't want my ear sucked on, but you can suck on my toes. I don't mind that, as long as I know they're clean.
I don't do that.
I thought maybe you wouldn't.
Like, no. Like, I don't think I'd have a problem sucking on toes.
Oh, no.
Like, I've never even had a pedicure, a professional pedicure, because I don't like my feet touched.
I think you might have mentioned that the last time we talked.
Yeah, I'm really weird about people touching my, and I'm also hyper ticklish. Like, I would rather, I don't know, I'd probably rather take a knife than be tickled.
Ooh.
I hate being tickled.
I don't mind being tickled, but do not pin me, well, no, I don't like being tickled, but when I hate it is if you pin me down and tickle me. And I'm actually kind of phobic about that, so.
And Lord knows you usually like being pinned down, so. That's a little unusual.
I do like being pinned down, but not to be tickled. I was going to say something.
I was going to say my pussy's fucking drenched, but.
Well, yeah, I've been, you know, this toy's been kind of swirling around in my hand, warming it up a little bit. I was thinking about sliding it in. But then I've had another thought, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. Back to the toe thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I like it is, like, when I'm getting fucked and my legs are up on his shoulders.
Oh.
And he reaches over and slides his hand down my leg and then back up and then just kind of leans over and, like, sucks on the, not the whole toe, but just kind of like the tips of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. There's something about it that's just really sexy to me. So.
I guess I could see that. Like, I could see why it is sexy to you. I don't think I would enjoy it. I like having my ankle kissed when I'm in that position.
Yeah.
But, I don't know about toes.
Yeah. Ankle, insides of my calves, insides of my knees, thighs. Just, yeah, keep working their way up.
That's cool. Adding these things to my list of mental notes.
There you go. Oh, fuck. I'm kind of wishing I had her arm to do whatever it was that she did the other day.
You've been spinning that sumbitch around trying to figure out what it was she did, aren't you? You're like, was it this? No. Was it this? No.
It's like kind of the way she pushed it back. And then,
Next time, make her show you.
It might not be something that I can duplicate, though, because it might be the way that, you know, I can't bend my arm that way. So, I don't know. I'd have to see. But
it would at least be nice to know so you could try.
Yeah. All I know is, I mean, I don't remember being that sore before. He was a nice sized. I think he was probably about between 6.5-7 inches.
Uh-huh.
And a nice, you know, above average thickness, but nothing to make me sore.
Yeah, yeah.
So it had to have been from her pounding me with the toy. But I was...
Were your arms sore the next day?
No, from what?
Well, because last time I was with a chick, I guess I forgot how much work it was. And, like, the next day, my upper arms hurt so bad.
Yeah, I'm not a lot of work, sweetie, just so you know.
Wow. I put in close to 3 hours work that night, so I'm just saying.
You can kind of just, you know, stick your finger and wiggle it around and I'll be coming, so.
I can say those two magic words.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I love when you make that sound. Mm. That, like, at the end of your giggle. That, Did you get that toy nice and warmed up?
Oh, it's inside now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I finally took mine out.
Put it back in.
You know I'm external.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, together we'd have the super pussy.
So when we shit, AJ, when we turn this into a series of podcasts, is that going to be the title?
Super pussy.
People are going to be like, what are you listening to?
Super Pussy.
Oh, yeah. High five, but it has to be Super Pussy now.
Yes, it does. AJ plus Eliza equals Super Pussy.
Oh.
I'm going to adore that. Giggle, giggle, moan.
I definitely want to hear feedback from people that are listening at this point.
I guess it's half hour long.
I want to know, yeah, are they still listening? Did they hold on for the goodies?
You need to put a disclaimer. Be like, trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah, we are exactly a half hour in, yeah. But I mean,
you know they'll stick around to hear your description.
Yeah.
But...
Why don't you come sit on my face?
Oh, God, I'd love to sit on your face.
And your pussy on my mouth. Slide my finger up inside you.
Yes. Tongue on my clit. I grind against your face.
Yeah. Oh, that is a way I like my face to get all wet, though. I'm good with that one.
And I want a finger in my ass.
Happily. You might want to tongue it first, though. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Eliza. Have you ever watched the Nina Hartley and Sunny, I don't know her last name, video on eating pussy?
No.
Oh my God. I'll have to send you a link to it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I do a fairly good job without distraction.
Well, I will say that Nina Hartley did this thing where she kind of like treated the clit like a little cock.
Oh, okay.
And put her fingers on either side of the clit, on the outside of the hood, and then just kind of use the hood like a foreskin, basically, and stroke the clit. And I did it with her on Saturday. And she, like, went crazy.
But you kind of have to have the right anatomy for that. Like, not everybody, like, clits are so different.
Yeah, true, you know? True. But I think even, I mean, I have a really small clit, and I can do it to myself, so.
Oh, okay.
You can't necessarily stroke it that much, but you can stroke on either side of it, where the skin's rubbing on it, and it gets really super sensitive. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Are you using your fingers or a vibrator on your clit?
Vibrator.
Do you exclusively use a vibrator when you want to come, or can you do it with your fingers?
I can do it with my fingers.
What do you like better?
What?
What do you like better?
It depends on my mood. Sometimes, like, tonight, I wanted to be able to pound my pussy, so I have the vibrator with me. But if I just want to quick get off, it's just fingers.
Oh, fuck.
God, I wish I could come as easy as you. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Fuck, AJ.
God.
Fuck, I wish I could come that hard.
That one kind of snuck up on me. Say taste yourself for me, but then you said that, and so let me be specific. Taste your pussy for me.
Oh my god. Fuck.
I bet you're so sweet.
Still got a hint of him on there too. You are completely insatiable, and it's fucking amazing.
She is playing with my nipples, and my left nipple always gets bigger than my right one, and she goes, "This is your happy nipple, isn't it?" I said, "It is my happy nipple."
That's too funny. Happy nipple.
I think most of the pictures of my nipples on my thread is probably my left nipple, if it's a single picture.
See, my right nipple is my happy nipple.
Ah.
Yeah.
See? Look at that. Super pussy and super tits.
Well, I know. Well, see, and that's when we did the paired pick. That's why I was like, which one's your favorite? And you were like, my left. And I was like, mine's my right. So we're good.
There we go. Good to go.
Oh, fucking hell. I need a drink of water, which I smartly put next to me.
Yeah, me too.
Things I've learned from AJ. Always keep water handy.
Yes. I bought a 6-pack to take to the hotel. I went to 2 of them. So, they did not hydrate well. They're going to be filming that. And then they went out drinking that night.
How was it when you left? Like, what was it? Was it like, okay, see you later?
Well, she smokes, not a ton, but, so she was going out to, have a few puffs on her cigarette, and he was jumping in the shower, so I'm like, well, I'll just walk out with you. So I packed up my stuff and walked out with her, and we stood and talked, and we hugged and kissed goodbye, and then, she texted me later, and we've texted a few times since, and, you know, kind of talked, debriefed. And, but you know, we're all really happy with what happened, and he's, he's just like, you know, we want to make sure that it's something that's, you know, special, that keeps, you know, things going. We don't want to do it all the time. And I'm like, nope. I knew that's exactly what it was, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you were looking for, too,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we're going to do the strip club or the toy store next, but we're going to do one of those and be naughty.
See, there's this big part of me that wants you to not do strip club because I want to take you to your first strip club. But it would probably be way hotter with another couple. So.
I don't think anything's going to be way hotter than if I was with you. I think we could get
blush.
Oh, it's easy to do. I'll have to send you. You're back to work tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Just send you some more links for your walk.
Oh no! I'm gonna listen to that fucking Frenchie compilation.
Yeah, because it's got music to go along with it.
The title of it is fucking phenomenal.
That was mine.
Seriously?
Yeah. He said, I can't think of good titles, so I gave him like six of them, and that was the one he picked out.
Love the title.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's no super pussy, but it'll do. But no, I'm like, I was, when I was listening to that, I was like, man, this would be great for my run tomorrow.
I wonder if you can get email through the Packer Backer organization. I could write Aaron and tell him about Super Pussy.
Shit, you made me snarf on this fucking recording. Awesome. And just so everybody, you know, if you haven't gathered it by the fact that, you know, I cuss like a sailor, I'm a female, but I am far from a fucking lady. So,
well, you know, and you said that when we talked about doing podcasts, you said the different ways, and you're like, how to fuck like a lady, and I was I was talking to Pond, and I said, I think we're going to have guest stars for that one.
Oh my god, that's so perfect.
Because
I just like the irony of the title, you know, fucking lady in the
yes.
title.
Because I'm pretty sure that that's one four-letter word that you or I have never been called.
Not by anyone who actually knew me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
Oh,
all right.
For
well, you and I'm gonna close the recording so we can say.
Since we're just kind of rambling at this point.
My cat's outside the door. He's like, yeah, the pussy misses me. He's probably hungry too, huh? Who knows? Anyway, so, say goodbye.
Goodbye, all.
We will definitely be back, and you guys can give us feedback and let us know.
We're sorry, we'll be back.
Hey, I told you, if anything else, it's just for our shits and giggles.
Exactly.
But if there's anything you want us to talk about in our next segment, let us know. Like I said, I can be reached at funlovinaj@yahoo.com. So let me know and I will talk to Eliza about it and we'll see what we can do for you. So take care.
Bye-bye.